All right.
How's it going so far?
Good. I feel like I'm just rambling, but
That's the idea of this. We
yeah.
are just rambling. It's a conversation between you and I. Like, I try
Yeah.
as much as I can to make it feel like you and I are just talking, even though I'll be like,
Yeah.
oh, tell the audience this. That's just to pull
Yeah.
them in too and let them
Yeah.
know that we're making a product for them. It's our
I feel
conversation.
yeah, I plugged three different brands.
Yeah. They better
No,
be
but that
paying you.
no, that Fount company, they have a lot of Cleveland, like they have a huge warehouse that they two stores now. It's pretty
Jeez.
legit, but
Yeah.
I mean, the women around here love it. And like our bag conversation, like you're right, it's a lot of material to commit, and then if it just sits, like I'm looking at two bags right now that are just sitting
Yeah.
there. Those,
That's a lot of money.
yeah. Oh, it's I think a bag
I'm
is at least a half a side of leather, at least, if not more.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing with me. You know how many armchair quarterbacks there are in each one of our families, right? Where every, oh, you should make this, you should make that.
Yeah.
Like, have an inventory stacked up. Why don't you put the, and I'm like, I can't have an inventory set up. Like, I make
Yeah.
things when people order it, and if I'm not getting orders on those things, I'm making something that I want for myself and hope. Like, this whole sandal thing, that I've already made sales on them and they're not even on the website yet.
How are you doing sizing?
I got sizing off of, fuck, I forget the name of the company. I'll have to look it up, but it's just like
Because
I
that would
just printed
be
out sheet.
challenging.
It is. I just do a half a size bigger because you have, like, it's counting for the size of your foot, but you have to stitch it, and then you're taking off X, so much when you sand everything down to make it uniformed, right? So I'd rather it be a little bit too big than too small. But the part that I'm finding is the trickiest, and what I'm gonna buy next is the fake feet that you put in, like shoemakers use, because the strap, I'm working on these ones here, which are like a slide.
Okay, figuring out how big the strap needs to be.
This is like where your foot
Yeah.
slides into your, that is the hardest part. And with the regular sandals, it's even harder because I'm doing kid sizes, I'm doing adult sizes, and the arch, like the top of your foot, you have to build the strap around that and how
Yeah.
far you like drop the straps in on the side and tuck them underneath. But
Dude, that sounds blowing my mind.
it's dude, the sandals have been the most satisfying for my brain of anything that I've made, because it's so challenging trying to tuck everything in between one layer, to like the front of like the toe
Dude, a sewing
strap.
machine would be so good for you for
Oh, I
that.
know. I
Because,
know.
like, you just put a guide down and then just rip around it, it would be
Yeah.
sewn and done.
It's but there's so many different layers and steps of how to make it. And I watched two videos on sandals that were completely different. And I do this on purpose, and this is part of what we're going to talk about. I watch these two videos, and then I take one or two points that I like from each of them. And I spend 2 days where I'm just playing out each step in my head. I'm very visually, like, even in my head, right? Like a crazy person. And I figure, like, okay, the toe strap needs to go into here and I gotta sew it, but I gotta build up enough area so you can't feel that like dent. And then you gotta cut underneath. Like, it's tricky. And I'm so grateful that the leather company that I work with, he saw me making a
Who
pair,
is
and
it? Who?
it's called the Leather Company.
Oh, okay.
It's this guy George, who's from Mexico, but he lives in Texas, and they do absolutely nothing to support their social media. And I'm always like riding him. I'm like, dude, I can promote
Yeah.
you as much as I can, but if you're not
Yeah.
promoting yourself. But he does like big bulk stuff. He's selling to like big, like production,
Yeah.
per
Have you
like
ever? You know who does a good job? OA Leather Supply. Have you ever watched his?
I've been to, he's going to be a guest on the podcast.
Oh, awesome. Because
from Canada.
Yeah. I've talked to him a bunch. Like I said, your reviews on YouTube matter so much because like if I can't buy every side of leather, but him talking about it, showing it, feeling the firmness and like showing full sides. Like I was like, that's so much better than most of these places. It's like a picture and you're like, I don't freaking know. Like, I bought so many sides of leather that's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this because it's just.
And it's expensive, dude. I don't got money like that. If I don't sell something, I can't buy something. Like,
I just did Rocky Mountain Leather Supply sells the panels, which that's how I try. That's so good. 12 by 24 panel because I can make a few wallets if it sucks. I can.
Yeah.
It's. So I actually just am switching more to like the Botero line. Because it's so good. It's like flawless. It's expensive.
I've used it. I was working with Lonsdale Leather in Canada and we had a falling out. It's, you know, I don't like talking bad about other people, but he did some things that he overstepped some boundaries I wasn't a big fan of. I don't like when people tell me how to run my own business. Like that's weird. Super weird, super, super weird. But he had sent me a couple like full sides of that stuff and kind of a bummer because it's the best stuff that I've used. But also Belts Production sent me some stuff. I did a collaboration project with them and dude, it's so good. And then, and my supplier just doesn't have that stuff. Like it's just more raw veg tan type of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, he sent me a whole.
Dude, like, this veg tan though is just so clean.
Gorgeous.
It's crazy.
Gorgeous. I'm sure that's going to patina so well.
Oh yeah, I have to be careful. Well, the one I'm just carrying a natural shell right now.
Yeah.
I love it. It's hard. I
use this out of that stuff you were talking about. It's the red. I can't say it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just use like a magnetic closure.
That's cool.
And then I put like spacers like how you would on a sheaf.
Yeah.
In between. And I can fit all of these cards. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's the hardest part. Like there's a shit ton. And especially having like the full top to cover it. I never
this thing. That's what like all the ghost leather is that it's the red underneath actually.
Yeah. I love it. That I love like for me, my branding isn't just my logo or me. It's also like colorway. Like I use only natural veg tan, black and red. Everything that I make is those colors. And, It makes things easy because people know what to expect from me, but it can be hard when I'm sourcing leather and not everyone has red. That's a hard color to find. And
it's maybe something we can talk about too, is like when I was talking about all my products, like I'm doing like the limited run kind of drop type thing, like where I want to try leather and then I'll sell some of that, but it might not be permanent.
Right.
But like you could see all the thread colors. I'm actually doing away with the custom, you choose your thread color. Cause like you cannot build an inventory.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, can you hear the mower?
Nope.
Okay.
I can hear when you pick up your drink to drink it, but it's cause you have ice in there, but it doesn't matter because when I'm talking and you're not talking, I take out all of that noise.
Okay. Okay.
And you're not talking and drinking at the same time. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. Cause the old guy next to me mows 5 times a week and it just started. So
I'm sure listen to any of the podcasts, the same thing, my neighbor, but he uses the blower and the mower. And I've like, when I built this shed, I was up on the roof doing something and I could see over into their yard and it's nothing but dirt and trash and like it's garbage. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You don't have like Better Homes and Garden material over there. What are you even doing? Like,
well, my kids have always napped around this time and they're kind of growing out of naps, but it's like,
yeah,
every freaking day. He's starting and stopping his mower 1,000 times. I'm like, I'm gonna lose this guy. He's and his lawn is like this long. I'm like, dude, you're scalping it. Like, it
you don't terrible. Even. Yeah, he just. He's probably right. bored.
My lawn looks better. Oh, yeah. It is. He has no life. He mows. That's his life. It's his retirement life. He mows
That's
his lawn.
Sad. That is so yeah. sad. All right, let's jump back into this so that we don't lose. We have we're sitting on a golden conversation multiple times. So let's. I'm going to bring it back in.